Bobby Regan now joining us, covers college basketball for Barstool Sports. Regs, it's been a while. Appreciate you hopping in the Lions Den here on Arkansas Radio as a Kentucky guy. Appreciate you coming on this morning, bud.
I'm just happy to talk basketball, man. It's been, like you said, it's been too long. I mean, I'm done arguing hypotheticals and who would have won a tournament that didn't happen. I'm just ready to talk basketball again.
It was so disappointing. So obviously, as a guy that pays much attention to the SEC, I'm down there in Nashville. I'm literally walking into my friend's apartment after doing the radio show, and I get the announcement from Greg Sankey that they've canceled the SEC tournament and then eventually the NCAA tournament, which, I mean, it was just so painful last year because I know that's your favorite time of the year. That's my favorite time of the year. Dude, we're itching for college basketball to be back.
I just give me anything at this point. Just give me any sort of season. That's all I'm hoping for.
So, Reeks, when you look at this basketball season for Arkansas fans, this is the most highly anticipated season they've had in quite some time. Top five recruiting class. The team is loaded. Isaiah Joe's coming back. I'm a little worried about, though, that initially we're not going to be able to fill up Bud Walton Arena and for Rupp and for in Knoxville and like all these different places that are really excited for about college basketball. When do you see full college basketball arenas starting first? When do you anticipate that?
Not this season. It's going to be, the 21-22 season. Everyone I've talked to so far has kind of, when I say everyone, I mean people, coaches, people within the game that are obviously in the know, not just, I mean, everyone's guessing, but from what they've heard, everything so far seems to be a delayed season, a delayed start of the season with no fans. Maybe bubbles. Again, that's going to be, when you're talking college sports, it's just so difficult to say, just put them in a bubble because of amateurism and the rules that they're currently written. Because if you have regular, if you're saying it's unsafe for regular students to be around each other, how can you force, quote, student athletes to go somewhere? That's what's making it tough. I would bet heavy money that we don't see fans. I think we see a season. I would bet heavy money we don't see fans at games this season, though.
Bobby, one of the reasons I wanted you to come on is because you cover college basketball, particularly in the SEC, and you have an outsider perspective in some sense. Tommy and I have given our takes. Clay's given his take. I want your take. When you look at this Arkansas basketball team, Isaiah Joe coming back, top five recruiting class, the atmosphere here is insane when it comes to Arkansas basketball.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on this season when it pertains to the Razorbacks?
Yeah, I think they're going to be good. Like, they are a, I feel like they're going to be a consensus, like, back end of the top 25 team in the preseason, which is a fine spot to be. I know some Arkansas fans, if you're not top 10, it's still like the mid-90s where they get upset. But you're looking at year two of Musselman. You're looking at, a guy in Isaiah Joe who could be an All-American. When I say that, I mean obviously first, second, or third team, not just first team. Could be a preseason All-American. He's probably going to be preseason SEC Player of the Year. If I had to guess, I would assume he's going to get that nod in the preseason. It's similar to Kentucky, but different. Where, right, when people talk about Kentucky going into the year as well, we got to see what happens with the heavy recruits, right? A new team, typically. That's what Arkansas is doing, except it's typically transfers. Whether it's guys sitting out last year, or you look at, like, Tate, Vance Jackson, and Justin Smith, that group of guys. Muss is so good, though, at blending those guys together and really knowing how to listen. Games 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 matter, but it's all about, all right, we need to start getting the chemistry, and it's building that in those early games. So come SEC tournament time, they're rolling, kind of like what he did at Nevada. Like, if you watch Nevada early season, they're a little turnover prone, a little choppy. You could see it, right? Like, you could see the talent, you could see the potential, and then they just go win three Mountain West tournaments. So I think that's why you Arkansas fans should be excited about this year. You have a star in Isaiah Joe. You have kind of the ideal role players. You have, like you said, a really good recruiting class, but Muss is one of the best coaches in the country at getting guys to blend together in a short amount of time.
Bobby, give our audience your perspective on how good this conference can be nationally in the coming season. irregardless of everything going on around the world, because Kentucky's, again, had a good class. Arkansas, we mentioned, had high rankings. It was kind of unusual to see so many SEC men's programs near the top of the rank. I almost thought I had the football list in front of me when I was looking at it. And no, it was men's basketball that had so many programs near the top nationally. There's a chance for this league to be very good nationally and really compete at the top.
Yeah, you know, there's some names still out there with in terms of the NBA draft that could really shift how the SEC is viewed. I know East Ponds is one of them from Tennessee. Talking to people within the Tennessee program, what he does defensively is just so important to them. And with Ponds, you're looking at a consensus top 15 team. Kentucky is going to be a consensus top 10 team probably. I think with Auburn at this point, you just have to trust that Bruce Pearl is going to figure out guards that can score and play to where they'll be a top 40 team all year, which is important for the SEC. That's what you need. You need those consistent top 40 teams. So you're sending 6, 7, 8 teams to the SEC tournament. LSU, I think, is going to be really good. There's still a lot in, they still have 2 or 3 guys out there waiting to hear the NBA draft decisions. Arkansas, like we've talked about, consensus top 25 team, I think, with Joe coming back. Florida, I was hard on Mike White last year. I thought he did one of the worst coaching jobs I've seen. I still kind of like him as a coach, though. They have talent. Like, I think Florida's a little bit overlooked just because of how much they underachieved last year. So this conference, you're talking right off the bat, I mean, that's 7 teams that sound like NCAA tournament teams right away. Yeah. And then, you know, does Ole Miss end up taking a jump? Mississippi State figure anything out? Missouri's Missouri, Vanderbilt's Vanderbilt. But, you know, South Carolina got A.J. Lawson back, and it's just the talent level in this conference is just taking a jump year after year, and it's not just, you know, Kentucky and Florida like it had been in years past. It's now Arkansas. It's now, you know, like I mentioned, Florida last year, you know, they underachieved, but preseason top 10 team. It's getting cool to see kind of everyone else grow within the conference and the depth of the conference growing, more importantly.
I know it's way early, but if basketball goes the way of football, conference games only, delayed start, how much of a hit does the product itself take, in your opinion?
Part of me thinks I've gone back and forth on this. I've thought about it a lot, but there will be a hit early on, especially because we don't know what practices are going to be like, right? Are they going to have regular practice time? Are they even going to be on campus for the majority of the time? There's a lot of those questions, which would then take a hit early in the year. But you're talking about seeing the best teams playing the best teams, right? You're not getting, you know, Alabama A&M going to Arkansas. You're getting Alabama going to Arkansas. Another team that's really good that we haven't even talked about is Alabama. And that kind of, you know, I look at that more as iron sharpening iron, right? Like, yes, you can get better playing against sub-250 teams, but when you're talking about playing, let's just assume it's a round robin, playing every SEC team twice, that's going to help, I think, long term. And that's where I think you see the top notch players kind of step up in those games. I think more than, like I said, when you play a sub-250 team, it's typically a 25-30 point game. You know, everyone's kind of taking advantage. So I think it's going to struggle to start and end better than we've seen recently.
Bobby Regan with us, Barstool Sports College Basketball. Regs, you bring up the possibility of playing the SEC teams twice. Now, it looks like if that doesn't, like, if you play conference-only game, man, I am pleading. I will send an email to Greg Sankey every single day about letting Arkansas and Kentucky play twice. That's been taken away from us, man. Used to go to Rupp, used to go to Bud Walton. I mean, that is something I think SEC basketball fans, especially if Musk gets this thing going like we think he's going to, that has to happen when these guys play in Rupp and Bud every year, right?
Yeah, so the only problem with that is, and I agree, I just, to me then, what they need to do is probably just limit Kentucky Vanderbilt twice, because Kentucky-Tennessee, with the way that Barnes has Tennessee going, and obviously Kentucky-Florida, the Kentucky fan of me wants to keep those games twice because of the rivalry and just the fact that there's been stuff there. But I agree, I think Arkansas should be that third team that, you know, when they're building the schedule of, okay, who are the permanent three teams that everyone plays twice, I don't care about strength of record, right? Like, a loss at Arkansas doesn't kill Kentucky's tournament chances, and vice versa. If Arkansas loses that rough, it's not the end of the world. Give me those games. Like, I'd rather watch that than watch them play it at Vandy, you know, twice in 3 weeks like they had this last year. So I agree. I think that, but honestly, if we do have conference only, just give me round robin. Just make it round robin. I think that'd be the ideal situation in what is a weird year.
And I know that you and I were going back and forth kind of joking with each other after the Kentucky-Arkansas game this past year. You give me a hard time after the Wildcats came out the victor. But, I mean, you saw that atmosphere, man. When Kentucky comes to down, it is a big deal. I mean, Quickley's putting his fingers in his ears. Cal gets sauce. I mean, I know you weren't actually in attendance, man, but that atmosphere was electric. And to me, it just makes sense that you would play that game in both Rupp and Bud Walton, because it's not only going to be like that in Bud Walton Arena, but if Eric Musselman gets Arkansas basketball going like we think he's going to, you want that atmosphere in Rupp too. And to take like the Vanderbilt, throw the Vanderbilt game aside, let Arkansas and Kentucky play twice in a season.
Well, especially with the personalities of Musselman and Cal, like they both know how to sell the conference, sell the programs. That just helps boost the SEC, right? Like the Kentucky Arkansas game was a 6 o'clock start on a Saturday with that, like you said, unbelievable environment. You had Cal getting ejected, but then you had afterward, you know, Cal hyping up Arkansas. You must talk about how good Kentucky was. Is it kind of shtick and sticky and can kind of get old hearing, you know, that stuff? Yeah, but guess what? That helps. Like, as much as I kind of get annoyed with that, it helps the conference overall. And there are very few coaches better at selling than Muss and Cal. You put the two of them together, and it's just, give me that, like you said, twice a year, no question about it.
Yeah. Bobby, let's come back to Isaiah Joe. He made the decision, or announced the decision at least over the weekend, to return to Arkansas for his junior year. Did he make the right call here?
Listen, I'm never going to tell a kid. I've kind of got away from that. Of it wasn't right, because it's, to me, the only way it's not right is if you're like a guaranteed lottery pick and you decide to come back, especially in a year where we don't even know if there's going to be a season. Then I'd be like, oh, I don't necessarily agree with that. Joe, I think it's fine because he can improve his draft stock. It's not like he was a lock for the first round or a lottery pick or anything like that. So why not come back, try to win an SEC title, try to get to a Final Four? And then, you know, it's not like Xavier Tillman, for instance, who decided the other way yesterday. He's already graduated. He has two kids and he's married. To me, that makes more sense, where I'm like, okay, like, yeah, he probably should go. Just from a financial standpoint, it makes sense. Joe, I think it makes sense him coming back. I don't think it's a... I don't want to say it's the wrong decision. I don't think it's a bad decision is the way I say it.
Yeah. In your opinion, with Isaiah Joe back, with Moses Moody, with these transfer pieces, what is the ceiling for this team? And I guess the only thing that matters is how far you can go in the tournament. It doesn't matter really if you win the conference and you got to do well enough to get a good seed. But how far can Eric Musselman with Isaiah Joe take this team if there is indeed a postseason?
See, I disagree with that because of how fluky the NCAA tournament is, right? You're talking about a one-game scenario. I don't think that should dictate. Like, if you win the SEC regular season and make the SEC championship game, if you're, you know, let's say that you end up a 3 seed and you're losing the Sweet 16, I don't think that's necessarily an indication of your season. So, for me, I think they can win the SEC regular season. I think that the way I look at it too is I don't like to put a ceiling on teams. I think they can easily be a second weekend team in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that's Elite Eight, Sweet 16, all based on matchups, obviously.
Right.
But if they're in the second weekend, nobody should be batting an eye at it.
Riggs, let me push back on that a little bit. Out of Knoxville, the term that's used with Rick Barnes a lot is regular season Rick. Now, I mean, that's the yep. coin. It's, and right. You don't want to be in a situation with, as Eric Musselman, if the team succeeds. And I think if they have a really good regular season, the Sweet 16 around, that's going to be good. But you don't want to be in a situation, Riggs, where, like Rick Barnes, that you're only known for what you do in the regular season. And I get it's fluky and stuff happens during the NCAA tournament, but at a certain point, you got to get over that hump and do something in postseason.
Yeah, for Barnes, it's a little different, too, when you look at, like, the talent he had at Texas, where that's really where it started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of regular season Rick, where it's like, you know, Avery Bradley, Kevin Durant, like the list of
DJ Augustine, AJ Abrams, just, yeah, keeps going.
Just Royal Ivy, just a ridiculous list of guys that he's had. And then at Tennessee, I agree, like, he kind of screwed up a little bit with, but then you look, the first year when they lost to Loyola, like, that's a bad loss. The second year, you know, they lost to Purdue in what was a crazy game in overtime with a questionable foul call. So it's like, okay, if they win that and then lose in the Elite Eight to Virginia, are you viewing Barnes differently? Like, did that narrative kind of go away a little bit in Knoxville? So I've gotten away from just judging everything on the NCAA tournament because of how fluky it is. But speaking out of both sides of my mouth, with Barnes, I get it because of, A, how long he's been around, B, the talent he had, especially at Texas. And it's just like, okay, you just want to see something there.
Yeah.
Muss, I think, still has plenty of time to avoid that moniker.
I think if Arkansas finishes fifth in the league and goes to the Sweet 16, the Sweet 16 part will be about all that anyone remembers here.
Yeah, right. But on the flip side, if they win the SEC, which they easily could do, and let's say they lose in the round of 32, they get upset by a six seed. I don't think it's necessarily a bad year. Like, you can build on that year, too, of Musselman's career there.
Mm. Bobby, let me ask you this before we let you go, man. So I don't know if you're a Matt Jones fan or not, the Kentucky sports radio host, but he said something on Arkansas sports radio waves a while back that initially I was ticked about, and then it actually makes sense. From his standpoint, two programs, Georgetown and Arkansas, basketball-wise, have fallen from prominence more than any other programs since the 90s. Is that a fair characterization of where the Arkansas program is now relative to where it was in the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a team program with a title game of loss, and now it's, you know, I think they're on the right trajectory under Muss, but a program that, you know, kind of was a bubble team, it felt like, you're, you know, a non-contender might be the better way to put it. So I get that. I would throw UCLA in there. Again, UCLA won a title in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I know they made three Final Fours in the 2000s, but you know, where they are now, it's like, okay, outside of Alonzo Ball year, just how good are they in the 2010s? Georgetown, for sure. I think it's fair, but I also think it's more of a testament to just how good Arkansas was in the 90s.
Bobby Reagan, college basketball at Barstool Sports. Bobby, let me do this. If we end up having a game in Fayetteville, Kentucky at Arkansas, and the fan attendance is there in 2021, you got to come to a game, man. You got to come to a game.
I know. I need to get down there.
Got experience. Man, appreciate the time this morning. We'll talk soon, okay, buddy?
All right. Have a good one, guys.